Ollie Horgan, Sam Todd with the winner a week after he was probably involved in a goal that led to UCD's winner. So it swings and roundabouts football.
Yeah. Well, I think Sam might have put his hand up for the equalising goal in UCD. He scored our first goal up there, and he scored our only goal, or the only goal of the game tonight. Look, I've said it earlier on, he's a kid. He'll make mistakes, but like the way he bounced back after last week is a credit to him. But he's going to, you know, have days like last, like Belfield, you know, and so are the other kids that are out there. And their kids, Dermot, they don't mind me saying anything different. Of course, we have the Paddy McCourts and your Keith Cohn, who's only back, if you like, after 2 years out. And John O'Flynn, yes, we have lads, but the two O'Connors, Jesse Deathers, you know, Mark Kyle, BJ, what age are they? Do you know what I mean? Like they're in their teens, their late teens. And to be fair, the crowd are excellent tonight, to their credit. Yes, we were poor in the first half and we struggled and we ran our luck. Kevin Teeley, Dean Casey hit the post and it went across the goal and out the other side. You know, the way our luck was going the last couple of weeks that had gone in, so at least that little bit of luck changed. But to be fair to the supporters there tonight, they were very patient with the group of players, in particular the young players. And really, that's... Is it a work in progress? I hope it is. I don't know where it's going to take us, but it certainly is going to take time.
Yeah, because for long periods that was a frustrating night, Ollie. It was difficult to watch at times.
Yeah, most certainly. Like last week was a brilliant game in Belfield, but we got nothing out of it. You know, we'll take that game tonight playing poorly and winning the game with a bit of luck. You know, that's the nature of this league. Last week we played some brilliant football attacking-wise. We opened up UCD. No, they opened us up too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not maintaining we should have beaten UCD, but attacking-wise we created about 8 or 9 chances in UCD. Tonight we created about 2. Mm. But the difference was that we kept a clean sheet in UCD. We couldn't, with the likes of Georgie Kelly, who got a hat-trick that night. So you'll gladly take tonight. No, it wasn't good to watch. Maybe a lot of factors out there as well. And maybe the factor that we're just not good enough yet, to put it that way to you.
Yeah. And aside from the goal that Sam Todd got, he played well in there. And along with Keith Cowley, yeah. Kept Kevin Teeley quiet.
Yeah, well, Kevin Teeley have a lot of strengths. You saw that the centre halves and that... up front with Joe Doyle and Kieran Marty Waters. For me, Kieran Marty is a class act. You know, he's played in the top league with obviously with Shamrock Rovers not so long ago. You know, but Bray, but he was with UCD. I mean, he's a class act, to be fair. And to be fair to Keith and Sam, they dealt with him very well, because he'll do damage to teams and has done damage to teams and probably will do damage to teams in the future.
Yeah, it's a tough division, this, Ollie. Every result is, it's hard work to get these results.
Well, sure, I said it from day one. Like, yeah. You know, nothing has changed. I don't know where we're going to be. I don't know we're going to be in the top half, the bottom half. I haven't a clue. But there's no shame being in the bottom half of the division with the teams that are in it. As I said, it's 3 years since we were in it. It's far, far better than what it was. Mm. And we need to get far better than where we were in the first half tonight. But we were last week in UCD at times, and we ended up in no points. Yeah. So I think every game will take a life of its own. And thankfully, we came out with a little bit of luck tonight. The right side of a 1-0 win. I'm sure Kevin Teeley will be scratching their heads wondering how they didn't get anything out of it. We were very disappointed leaving UCD because, you know, there wasn't much in it and we came out the wrong side. But everybody, I think, can beat each other. Hopefully we can beat some of the so-called top teams, but we don't even know who the top teams are yet at the moment.
Yeah, I know you were chatting to some of the other reporters as well there. The question was asked about the pitch, Ollie. It's not in great condition tonight.
No, look, for periods I would have backed without doubt that the weather was atrocious during the off-season and indeed the start of the season. But we had a good week this week, and probably, you know, we're operating on a shoestring. There's no point in saying anything else. And sometimes, you know, things, you know, you can't get it perfect. You know, I'm sure that the board will be the first people to put their hand up to say that the pitch wasn't good enough tonight, given the weather conditions leading up to tonight, right? Then again, we weren't probably good enough in the first half on the pitch. So you can't just point the finger one way to the credit of the board or paying out wages week in, week out. As I said earlier on, we drew in at loan, which is a very poor result for us. We nearly lost it to at loan's credit. But there are wages here, you know, to their credit, while nobody's going home with an arm and a leg, you know, and you know, so we can't have that anyway. But yes, I don't think that the pitch helped us tonight. But then again, it probably didn't help Kieran Marty Waters at the other end for Kevin Teeley either.
Well, that's true. So another difficult one next week. We say it every week, Longford Town. I don't think Harps have a great record against them in recent times.
No, I've mentioned that earlier on in an interview. No, certainly we have had a poor record against Longford over the years, certainly in my time, and possibly before that as well, although I stand corrected in that. But, you know, Longford, we'll watch them again tomorrow night. They play UCD. They're very similar to UCD in the way they play. They've got great width and patterns of play. But But, you know, will they win the division? I don't think they know. You know, we need to be a hell of a lot better than we were tonight again at the Nola Longford, regardless of our history or track record with them. But stranger things have happened. I mean, Shelburne went to Galway tonight and beat Galway. Did it surprise me? Not really. Because I think any team can beat any team. And please God, we can beat some of the top teams if that's what they are. And Cabinteely will do serious damage to teams, especially at home.